Does this thing still work?
Oh, snap.
What do I say on this thing again?
What is going on, MMV fan? Appreciate you for sticking it out these past 2 months while we've been missing. This is your boy, Patrick Irving, the sequel. Here to inform you that we have been found and recovered and are all very much safe and sound and ready to drop more content for your listening ears. It has been some time. We all got real busy over the past few months. Vacations here, weddings there. We've all had a lot going on, but we can leave all that to catching up on the newest episode dropping shortly. One thing that I myself have come to understand is as you get older, more things get added onto your plate, whether you put them there or not. You'll kind of figure out if they're there for you to keep or from you to move on from, and that's the maturing part of growing up, knowing when too much is too much and when you need a break from it all. Which segues into the reason why I randomly popped up on the pod to talk about taking a break. I myself, who just wrapped up college last year, knows about needing a break firsthand, from working to going to college after work, from going to church twice a week, from podcasting and editing, finding time for family and friends. All of these things that I put on myself all add up and take a toll on your physical and sometimes mental energy. But one way or another, you'll definitely realize that you have to take time away to reset for yourself. Even me, who feels like a well-organized person, can overload myself with goals and tasks to the point that it becomes mentally taxing. A few pointers that I researched, I did the homework, and implemented them can assist each step of the way. So starting with one, write down your undertakings so they can be visibly seen, and try and see where it fits in with your current point or at the current point in your life. Two, if the set of tasks you're working on seem like too much at the moment, pause and make a goal to start for a later date and focus on wrapping up the current objectives you have working at hand. Three, make sure your goals have a start and an end date, kind of like project management. Don't pile up one after another so that you have a calendar full of words and you can't see the numbers. And four, space out a scheduled work break in between all of these things so that you aren't drowning under the labor. So I say all of that to say this: make sure you are taking breaks both mentally and physically. Let me once again stress the name of this little episode: everyone needs a break. It doesn't have to be a full out of town vacation. You can just shoot for the weekend. Try and knock out all of your weekly chores and appointments during the weekdays so you can take the full weekend off to reset your mind. If your days off are during the weekday, do the same thing and labor through whatever your work days are to take off the remaining 2 days. And if you have one or less days off, I don't know what to tell you. I'm trying. I only wrote down enough information to fit within 5 minutes. Bruh, I need a break too. Oh, and this can actually be point number five. Never stop asking for help. This is coming from someone who never asks for help. It's real hard to reach out to someone or at some times because you don't want to feel like a burden to others. But you'll find out your real companions from those who are there with an open hand. But what do I know of your life? I'm just some guy who episodes you clicked on because you thought it was some short content to listen to. So right after my own break, I gotta get back to editing this audio while I set up the new episode in between editing the two video episodes for our new upcoming YouTube channel, getting these shirt designs off to the distributor, all while making the next 2 days of meals prepped, go see my parents in the crib, pick up my car, probably pay one of